For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso-Moro. Montreal is expected to open public consultations on a new waste reduction plan next month. CBC News is reporting every Montrealer will need to cut their waste by 10 kilograms per year to reach a zero waste goal by 2030. Other plans include a refurbished recycling plan and a reduction of single-use plastics. The Gunasadage hunger strike has continued for over 1 week. Al Harrington, an Ojibwe man from Shoal Lake 39, began his hunger strike on October 11th to pressure the federal government to impose a short-term moratorium on all development on Gunasadage traditional territory. Harrington addressed the public via Facebook Live on Thursday.
My health is good. I want to really stress that out, is that I'm really being taken care of here in the community. I'm going to continue on until the Creator helps us, guides us.
In world news, Mark Zuckerberg is coming under fire from Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter after the CEO referenced Dr. King in a landmark speech.
In times of social tension, our impulse is often to pull back on free expression because we want the progress that comes from free expression, but we don't want the tension. We saw this when Martin Luther King Jr. wrote his famous letter from a Birmingham jail where he was unconstitutionally jailed for protesting peacefully.
Zuckerberg gave the 30-minute address at Georgetown University on Thursday, defending free speech on Facebook. King's daughter, Bernice King, tweeted her reaction to the speech, writing, quote, "I'd like to help Facebook better understand the challenges MLK faced from disinformation campaigns launched by politicians. These campaigns created an atmosphere for his assassination." To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.